This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. COVID-19 hospitalizations in Colorado are now at their lowest level since the start of the pandemic. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Right now, there are 64 people hospitalized with confirmed cases. That's the lowest number since the crisis began more than 3 years ago. And it's just a fraction of the peak of more than 1,800 patients hospitalized with the virus on December 1st, 2020. Vaccinations plus improved treatments and understanding of the disease have all contributed. Coloradans are still dying from COVID-19, though. Last month, that number was about 20 a week. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado's biggest cities aren't the only ones celebrating Pride this month. In the small town of Palisade, a Pride float trip is launching down the Colorado River tomorrow morning. Organizer Caleb Ferganchik hopes Paddle with Pride serves as a reminder that queer people are everywhere.
It is cool to kind of get to disrupt that narrative that these parts, you know, of the country that are maybe rural and more conservative are always hostile or not a place where queer and genderqueer people can find community and live authentically.
Ferganchik is with Paddleboard Adventure Company, which has been hosting the flotilla since 2021. Last year's event drew close to 200 people. The Denver police sergeant injured during yesterday's Nuggets parade may lose his leg. Police say Justin Dodge was sucked under a fire truck's wheels while trying to hold back fans who crossed crowd barriers. Dodge suffered severe injuries and is in surgery today as doctors try to save his leg. A flood watch continues for much of the Front Range, including Denver County, until 10 p.m. This is CPR News.